Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Both WWE, WWF backgrounds and pedigrees, and they will be speaking with you here in a moment.
Okay.
It was an opportunity for us to come up there and raise money for the McCullough Service Center, what they do for the community out there. We put together with Kelly Brooks and Mike Wolf, putting this fundraiser together, and we are going to bring 10 or 11 professional wrestling matches at the Civic Center. Top-of-the-line talent throughout the state and the south region of the United States that will be coming in for some professional wrestling.
It's been a while since we had professional wrestling in Brady, and so what can people expect? What kind of show are we going to be putting on here?
It will be some of the things that they will like to see if they watch wrestling on Monday night or Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
The guys and girls that are coming in are some of the top athletes in the region. You're going to see a lot of hard-hitting, Texas-style professional wrestling at its finest.
But, of course, that's all we expect is the finest right here for the Brawl in Brady. How'd you decide on the name The Brawl in Brady? Or in The Brawl, anyway? Does it always turn into that, basically?
Well, you know, it's wrestling, so, you know, it'll be some brawling in there. That's the old, you know, Texas style of professional wrestling, you know.
Okay.
It starts out with holds and hands, but it winds up, you know, as it progresses, it turns into a brawl. There's usually so much at stake, you know. It's a competition, and people want to win, so, you know, it's good versus evil, and good guy versus bad guy, and so, you know, we do it. And we want to make sure and clear these events are very kid-friendly. You know, we're all about the kids and what we provide and stuff like that. You know, we really try to provide good family-friendly entertainment. We make sure that's delivered every show.
I want to make sure, I'm not sure we did mention, it's at the Brady Civic Center on June 4th. And that night there, you're going to be set up and ready to go. Got a good group. You got a number of people all signed up and ready to go. You mentioned Rodney Mack and Jazz, who are the sort of organizers of the whole thing and getting it all happening.
That's good. If I would, I'd like to turn it over to some of the other professionals in here and let them talk a little bit about their self and their pedigree as well and what we're doing.
Yeah, I'd
love to.
We're going
to have the Midnight Special.
Midnight Special, okay. Hello?
Mark.
Hey there.
How's it going, man?
It's been doing good. Doing good. Now, tell me about yourself. Midnight Special, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am the Midnight Special, the best-kept secret in professional wrestling.
Okay. The best kept secret in professional wrestling. So how do you figure that?
I've been doing it for a while, and finally found my way to Rodney Mack and Jazz, and it's never been better. And I'm looking forward to the future, including the Brawl in Brady.
Okay, how long you been at it? How long you been in wrestling?
13 years, sir.
Okay, that is a good while. And mostly in Texas, or you move all over the country?
Wherever I'm needed, sir.
Okay. And so you are going to be here, and so folks are going to be seeing you, you know, in the ring. What should they expect when you're in the ring?
The most exciting, adrenaline-filled thrill ride of a show that you'll ever see, guaranteed.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the other folks that are going to be there with you? Are they basically, pretty much like you are, just ready to go, raring to go?
Oh, absolutely. For everybody on the roster, from the top to the bottom.
Ah, okay. So, Midnight Special is, you are one of a number of folks who are coming for the Brawl in Brady, and you're ready for the Brawl part of this. And that's great. Well, we are happy to have you come, and looking forward to it. June 4th at the Brady Civic Center, and again, the whole event has, benefits the McCullough County Resource Center. And so that's proceeds for that. That's very good. Glad to have you here.
I can't wait to be there, man.
Okay, thanks. Well, who else we got lined up here to talk?
Good morning. This is Jazz you're speaking with. Excuse my voice. I'm a little under the weather this morning. But I'm here and and all excited about the brawl in Brady, and we can't wait to get there, and we're going to show up and show out.
Okay, show up and show out. I think that's it's a good way to describe it. Now, you are part of this. You're part of that, along with Rodney Mack, the sort of organizers for the group, or put the whole group together. And how long have you been doing this? Have you worked these kinds of shows?
Well, been wrestling for 25 years now. I just retired from my in-ring performances the end of 2021. So I'm most definitely still involved. This is our promotion. We have our wrestling school, and I'm behind the scenes now.
Okay. But you spent 20 years, or more than 20 years, as a wrestler. And now you're behind the scenes, as you said. This is, you know, for folks who are coming out to the, you know, looking, thinking about this show, and, you know, what is it that about the wrestling matches that you all put on that you think folks really, really enjoy the most?
We put on wrestling matches that the fans most definitely can be involved. Like Hulk Hogan said earlier, it's good versus evil. And, you know, we get in there and we most definitely tell that story where even a child could understand, and they know when to boo and know when to cheer. And I guarantee you, if we're having 10 matches there Saturday night, all 10 matches, the crowd will most definitely be involved.
Okay. So how large a group are we looking at having here on that night?
As far as matches, we're going to have probably 10 matches. So that's over 20 wrestlers there. Then we're going to have some tag matches.
Yeah.
So we're going to have between 20 and 28 people there representing the Dogtown Championship Wrestlers.
All right. Very good. It ought to be great. Right?
Yes, sir. I'm definitely excited about it.
Okay, good. Glad to have you. We're looking forward to it. Folks put all this together and made it happen again to benefit the McCullough County Resource Center. So.
Yes.
All right.
All right. We got Rodney Mack here.
Okay.
Couldn't wait to get on that
team. Hey.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Excited about going down and brawling and breathing.
Well, it's going to be. We're excited about seeing it. It's going to be a busy weekend. Lots of things happening that weekend here in the heart of Texas, and this is one of those that I think a lot of folks will enjoy. And so you're one of those involved in putting together the organization or the group that makes all of this happen. And are you a participant, a wrestler, or are you a sort of a organizer?
Yes, sir. Well, a little bit of both.
Okay.
I just spoke to Jazz. Jazz and I are married. And,
okay.
We've been married 25 years, and we've both been competing. And I'm still competing right now.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're going to look forward to it. We're going to look for you and Jazz, as she said she's not performing anymore, but we'll be around, and all the others who are part of this thing. A big show, right?
Yes, sir, it will be. And we promise that everyone there will be satisfied, because we're coming to tell stories, like they say, good versus evil, but we're also coming to bring a good athletic competition as well. So you're going to see some wrestling, a lot of wrestling, but you'll also see a lot of physicality.
Okay.
And we do keep it family-oriented, of course.
Okay. Very good. Well, we're looking forward to it.
And, yes, sir.
Waiting for the group to show up. Brady Civic Center.
Show up.
Saturday, June 4th. And it's going to be good.
Yes, sir. sir. Well, thank you guys for having us. I'll turn you back over to Hawk.
All right. Very good. Thanks, son.
Thank you so much. Hey, we're really excited about it. And, you know, Jazz is very modest. She's very active into it, you know. Just a little background. If I got a few moments left, you know, Shoe, a lot of folks that relate to wrestling is WWF or WWE. They see on Monday nights. And she was the women's champion, the last WWF women's champion, and the first WWE women's champion. And, of course, Rodney Mack also competed in WWF and WWE. So their history in professional wrestling, so many people will know about them. And like I say, they have the wrestling school, which I attend, and a lot of the wrestlers you see, we attend the Dog Pound Dojo. We train every week down here in San Antonio. And then Dog Pound Championship Wrestling, you know, we're traveling all over the state. We teamed up with a company called Texas Style Wrestling. They have an app. People want to check it out. It's a TSW app. They can kind of get a taste of what we do. They download the app on their phone. They will see a lot of the performers that will be there in Brady on June 4th.
All right. Well, again, the app is what?
It's called TSW app. Okay. TSW Plus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get it on there. They can follow my story. You know, I'm a late bloomer. I actually started training at 57. I'm 60 years old now. I am their champion, the pound-for-pound title that they have here. I will be defending that title also on Brady at 60 years old. So.
All right. Very good. Well, we're looking forward to all of it and seeing all of you. And welcome to Brady. It's a great opportunity to expand the kind of entertainment we have here in those things that people enjoy. And again, it's going to benefit the McCulloch County Resource Center as well. So it's going to be good.
Here this past Monday, visiting with a lot of the sponsors of the event, I went up to the McCulloch County Resource Center and met those folks. Man, they do fantastic stuff there.
Yes, they do.
You'll see the flyers coming. Look for around the town. Look at the posters that this out. A lot of the flyers will be delivered by some of the pizza and other things that deliver food out there. They're going to be a part of it. We're really asking the town to come out and support, you know, the Resource Center. Hopefully, if it's successful, we'll come back. You know, we're talking about maybe coming back at another date. We can't announce that yet, but, you know, that's what we're pushing for. You know, the one thing about we do with professional wrestling in this company, you know, we love giving back to the community. We love entertaining the kids. We find out what the needs of the community are, and then we jump in there and try to help however we can. So, you know, and that's a thing that we're always here at Dog Pound, we're very proud to do.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to it. I think it's a great idea, and we're happy to have you come. Looking forward to it. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, and we're looking forward.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.